Time to drive. 4 p.m. Here's the news.
Good afternoon, this is your RTL Today News, sports and weather for Wednesday the 3rd of December. I'm John Baker. Major changes to bus tables are set to begin this month with a particular focus on enhancing services in southern Luxembourg. Initial adjustments will take effect from Sunday the 14th of December, although the most significant revisions will be implemented in the south from the 4th of January and aims to address connectivity gaps identified by an analysis that began in 2021, which highlighted that the south and its broader border region were insufficiently covered. The investigation into the multi-million euro fraud targeting Luxembourg's Caritas Foundation has entered a third phase, with three further suspects arrested abroad as part of a coordinated international police operation. The Luxembourg Public Prosecutor's Office announced that law enforcement carried out a concerted operation on the 2nd of December in England, Bulgaria, France and Italy under the banner Caritas Operation Phase 3. Luxembourg has launched its own competitive circus festival, modelled on the prestigious Monte Carlo event, in a bid to join the international circuit. The Monte Carlo International Circus Festival is widely considered the Olympics of the circus world, and while Luxembourg's version is some way off that stature, the new festival held in the Big Top on Glacis represents a significant step forward. In international news, former Spanish King Juan Carlos's memoirs have just been released in Spain, with the publication's warm words for the late dictator Franco stirring debate over the former monarch's legacy. It has been one of the most awaited books for some time, and there were dozens of pre-orders. In the book, the 87-year-old former monarch reflects on well-known moments from Spain's history, as well as his extramarital affairs and financial scandals. The death toll from Hong Kong's worst fire in decades rose to 159 after all affected housing blocks were searched. Police said today, cautioning that the figure may not be final. Police earlier arrested a total of 15 people, including construction company bosses, on suspicion of manslaughter, and said that the number of dead may still be revised as officers had found suspected human bones that require forensic testing. Sports now, and a major European study has found that physical fitness of children and adolescents, particularly their endurance, has not recovered to pre-pandemic levels, even after the end of COVID-19 restrictions. While sprinting speed rebounded relatively quickly after the reopening of schools and sports facilities, endurance levels have remained persistently low. The data shows this deficit is especially pronounced among girls of all ages and adolescents in general between 13 and 19 years of age. And finally, the 2027 Men's Rugby World Cup has just been made, and hosts Australia face a huge group clash with New Zealand, as current holders South Africa have been pitted with Italy in the draw in Sydney today. Rassie Erasmus's all-conquering side are favourites to win a third straight title after an exceptional 2025. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Weather now, and it has been grey, overcast and with a fine drizzle pretty much all day. Unfortunately, these conditions will remain. It's currently around 6 degrees and the needle will stay there until late evening when it will drop slightly.